This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Tamil Nadu today, where he will inaugurate the new Pamban rail bridge connecting Rameshwaram to the mainland on the occasion of Ram Navami. The bridge is India's first vertical lift sea bridge, and Prime Minister will also flag off a train and a ship from the road bridge to witness the operation of the bridge. Following this, Mr. Modi will perform the darshan and puja at Rameshtharswamy Temple at Rameshwaram. He will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate the nation the various rail and road projects worth over 8,300 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The new Pamban rail bridge carries a deep cultural significance, according to Ramayana. The construction of Ram Setu was initiated from Dhanushkoti near Rameshwaram. The bridge linking Rameshwaram to the mainland stands as a remarkable feat of the Indian engineering on the global stage. Constructed with stainless steel reinforcement, high-grade protective paint, and fully welded joints, the bridge boasts increased durability and the reduced maintenance needs. It is considered as a dual rail tracks to accommodate the future demands. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi is ongoing on a visit to Sri Lanka as he marked the significant milestone in the evolving relationship between the two nations. He is the first foreign head of the government to be hosted by the President Anurag Kumar Dissanayake since the latter assumed office in September 2024. The visit reflects the shared commitment to a joint vision of fostering partnerships for a shared future, the reaffirms to the close, multifaceted ties between India and Sri Lanka. At the Presidential Secretariat in Colombo, Prime Minister Modi held a comprehensive discussion with the President Dissanayake on the range of bilateral issues, including the regional stability, energy cooperation, and developmental partnerships. The Prime Minister Modi also led with the Tamil political leaders and the leader of the opposition, Sajit Premadasa. He reaffirmed that India's unwavering support for equality, dignity and justice for the Tamil community within a united Sri Lanka. In a solemn gesture, Mr. Modi laid a wreath at the Indian Peacekeeping Force Memorial in Colombo, honouring the sacrifice of the Indian soldiers deployed between 1987 and 1990. The key announcements include Indian support for India's unique digital industry identity project and the conversion of $100 million into loans to grants and a 2.4 billion Lankan rupees package for the eastern province and the inauguration of the Maho Omantai railway line. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday gave an assent to the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, which was passed by the Parliament this week. After the presidential assent, it has become a law. The legislation was passed in the Lok Sabha on Thursday, with 288 members supporting it and 232 against it. The bill was passed in the Rajya Sabha on Friday, with 128 members voting in favour and 95 opposing it. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reiterated that Naxalism will be wiped out from the country by the end of March next year, addressing the closed ceremony of Bastar Pandum in Dantewada, Chhattisgarh. Mr. Shah appealed that the Maoists to lay down their arms and to join the mainstream. The Home Minister praised the Bastar Pandum for promoting the Chhattisgarh's tribal art and craft. Bharati Janata Party will be celebrating the Foundation Day today. On the occasion, the BJP President and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda will host the party flag at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. According to the BJP, Mr. Nadda will also interact with the party booth workers on the occasion, as the BJP president will also visit the home of the veteran party worker in the national capital. In IPL T20, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 50 runs at Maharaja Yadvendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh last night. In another match, Delhi Capitals defeated Chennai Super Kings by 25 runs in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.